Good morning. Good morning and welcome to this Fusion Sunday and also the Kirken o' the Tartan. A few more words about that in a moment. But we are glad that you are here this beautiful spring day. Maybe someday it'll be spring, but as always, we are glad that you are here, whether this is your first time or you have been worshiping with us your whole life. We hope you feel a part of this church family. Throughout the bulletin, there are lists of announcements and also calendars, opportunities for all ages to experience mission and worship and learning. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship to receive any of your questions or your comments. And as a Fusion Sunday, a reminder, our youngest worshipers will be with us throughout the service. And so please be sure to be inclusive of them by holding bulletins and hymnals where they can read them, to pass the offering plate to them as well, and also to share their joys and concerns during the prayer time. We are so glad that you all are here. A few announcements. First, the congregational meeting is called for this morning at 11:15 or about 5 minutes following worship. The purpose of that meeting is to dissolve the associate pastor relationship between Carol Ann and the congregation. And we also have some other matters of business and announcements during that time. All right, I know I've got a few announcements. We will start with the most exciting one.
I don't know if it's the most exciting, but I want to see a show of hands, everybody. Who here takes pride in their church home? Good. Do you want somewhere to bring your kids, grandkids, and have them just let loose in the church and have them run around? Is God calling you to get more involved with your community? Do you like free coffee and donuts? Then this Saturday, May 3rd, is the day for you to come to church. The spring cleanup is 8:30 to whenever we finish. So come here, enjoy yourself, coffee and donuts.
See you there. All right, go ahead.
The softball teams are looking for anybody that has lawn rollers that could come help out on the field, fixing our field so that nobody gets hurt. If anybody has any information, please call the office. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom, where are you? Hi. Oh, you've got a helper. Good.
Good morning. I'm a little bit confused this morning. I don't know whether to say Hutman or to say hola, but today is the last day for our Guatemala Partners flower sale. So if you haven't gotten them in yet, please find this form in your bulletin and get it to me or one of the members of the committee yet today. Thank you.
All right. Any other announcements this morning? Then a word about our service. The Kirken o' the Tartan is strictly a North American tradition, but its origins, as many of our Scottish folk in this congregation could tell you, go back into Scottish history. The Scots have always had strong Christian traditions and convictions, whether they be Catholic or Protestant, and have always observed Sunday as the Lord's Day, a day of rest and worship. And this was the day, the Sunday, the kilt was traditionally worn, and a finer quality of wool kilt with more white than the everyday kilt was worn to church. And because of the significance of the family tartan or plaid in helping to unite the clans in the old days, a special event was held every year. And the clansmen gathered together, dressed in their finest tartans, to rededicate themselves to the service of God and to thank God for God's watchful care over them during the year. And this service was known to have taken place in the time of the Protestant Reformation, all the way back to the 1500s. But by the time of proscription in 1746, which outlawed the wearing of any tartan by any Scot, this ceremony obviously could not be held. And as tradition tells, some of the clansmen would carry little squares or swatches of the material to the kirk, or the church and concealed it, hid it on their person. At some point in the service, the clergyman, of course being a man at that time, would give a blessing, and the clansmen would touch their bit of tartan with no overt signal given. A sort of underground kirkin would take place. And most writings on the subject seem to agree that the first kirkin, the first official American kirkin, happened here under the watch and creation of Dr. Peter Marshall at the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. on April 27th in 1941. At that time, Dr. Marshall was also the chaplain of the Senate and chaplain of the St. Andrew's Society of Washington, D.C. To this theme of the kirkin is the presentation of the tartans, calling of the clans, symbolizing the rededication of Scots everywhere to God's service. And so this morning, we will also celebrate with the sound of pipes and drums. We will call the clans, and whether we have some direct Scottish lineage or we celebrate our Scottish heritage and our Presbyterian hearts, we do so with great joy. So at this time, let us worship God. On behalf of all the clans and peoples represented here, we offer in gratitude to our Almighty God, our heritage. Please stand as your clan is called.
And please remain standing. Anderson, Armstrong, Barkley, Bell, Bethune, Beaton, Frazier, Burns, Bruce, Buchanan, Carr, Campbell, Cameron, Chatham, Chisholm, Crawford, Clarendon, Cumming, Davidson, Donald, Douglas, Drummond, Dunbar, Elliott, Farquharson, Ferguson, Fife, Fletcher, Forbes, Graham, Gordon, Gunn, Grant, Hamilton, Henderson, Holmes, Hall, Keith, Kerr, Johnson, Johnston, Lamont, Leslie, Lambert, Lawson, Lawrence, Lindsay, MacArthur, McCafferty, McCall, McCollum, McLaren, McClure, McDougall, McDuff, McIntyre, McIntosh, enough Macs out there, McGregor, McCandlish, McVean, Mackay, McCall, McKenzie, McKinnon, McNeil, McFarlane, McLeod, Matheson, McMillan, McNaughton, McPherson, McMasters, McPhee, Malcolm, McAllerton, Martin, Maxwell, Menzies, Moffat, Monroe, Morrison, Murray, Nicholson, Phillips, Ramsey, Ross, Robertson, Rowe, Ross, Scott, Sexton, Shaw, Sinclair, Stewart, Thompson, it's me, Thurston, Turner, Sutherland, Walker, Wallace, Watson, Webster, Windsor, Young. And finally, everybody else stand as the Clandia, the family of God. Everybody else.
And friends, if you do have a clan name that you did not hear called this morning, we are expanding the list, so please contact the office so that next year we can be sure to call your clan. Let us pray. Almighty God, who did command the tribes of ancient Israel to pitch their tents beneath the standards and in sign of their parents, and who set over your holy kirk the banner of the cross of Christ, let your blessing rest upon all the tartans and clans set before you here today. Bless all families who claim a tartan as their own and keep them loyal to the standards which their tartans represent and faithful in their love and service to Christ and his kirk. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, unto whom you, O God, and the Holy Spirit, be all power and majesty now and forevermore. Amen. Please remain standing for the call to worship.
Praise God with trumpet sound.
Praise God with lute and harp.
Praise God with tambourine and dance.
Praise God with strings and pipe.
Praise God with clanging cymbals.
Praise God with loud clashing cymbals.
We lift up our voice and sing.
Alleluia.
Mother, I'm so sorry. When we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that our God is God of new life and forgives us over and over again. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Resurrection God, you have given us life in a beautiful world. There are times when we look elsewhere for life, disregarding past experience and the heritage that is ours. Sometimes we focus on the scars of life and cannot imagine anything different. Gracious God, you do not treat us harshly for our struggles and disbelief. Speak words of peace to us. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, believe the good news.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen.
The peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I'd like to invite the children forward. Little baby into the kingdom of God, and I couldn't think of anybody better to do that than you guys. So if you'll sit here, I'll invite the family forward and you'll be able to watch. Melissa and I would like to invite Faith Novea Switzler forward and ask her to bring with her her mom Jennifer and her dad Adam and her grandmother Beverly. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age.
Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and sure of his presence with us, we baptize those whom he has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us with God's Spirit to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us remember with joy our own baptisms as we celebrate this sacrament.
On behalf of the session of Gates Presbyterian, I present Faith Nevaeh Switzer, daughter of Jennifer Enbreck and Adam Switzer, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Adam and Jennifer, in presenting Faith for baptism, you announce your own faith in Jesus Christ. You are also showing that you want your child to study, know, love, and serve as his chosen disciple. Please show your response by answering these questions. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him?
And do you intend for Faith to be his disciple, to obey his word, and to show his love?
Our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to nurture the spiritual growth of those who are baptized. Do you, the people of Gates Presbyterian Church, promise to tell this new disciple, Faith, the good news of the gospel, to help her know all that Christ commands, and to strengthen her family ties with the household of God? If so, please say, we do.
Let us pray. God, our parent, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus. As we baptize with water, baptize us with Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose. O God, who calls us from death to life, we give ourselves to you, and with the church through all ages, we thank you for your saving love in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. What is your child's name?
Faith Domea.
Your trick.
It is. Makes it stick.
Faith Nevaeh, I baptize you in the Father, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You are now sealed with the Spirit of God through baptism. What great joy it is to be called a child of God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of life, you have called us by name and pledged your faithful love to each of us. We pray for your child, Faith Nevaeh. Watch over her. Guide her as she grows in faith. Give her understanding and a sincere concern for neighbors. Help her to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. God of love, we pray for Faith's parents, Jennifer and Adam. Help them to know you, to love with your love, to teach your truth, and to tell the story of Jesus to their child. Remind all of us of the promises given in our own baptisms. Renew our trust in you. Give us strength so we may be faithful to you and serve you with joy. Amen.
I'd like to introduce you to Faith, and if you, while I walk around, would sing Wonders of Wonder, page 17 in the Green Book. Not quite done.
really. So thank you for your help. Let's have a prayer together. Thank you, God, for giving us your Spirit in baptism. Amen. Okay, you may go back to your families.
Is risen from the tomb where once he lay. By the power of God Almighty, he has won the victory. Alleluia, love has triumphed. We at last from death are free. The good news everywhere. Gone is sorrow, gone is sadness, for the battle now we're sore. Alleluia, lift your voices and be thankful evermore.
How the ladies got a Sunday off with that one. But thank you. That was beautiful. Our gospel lesson this morning follows the resurrection story. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house. Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." And now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. I subscribe to this blog post called Practicing Families. As it turns out, Carol Ann and I both subscribe to this blog post. And it is here that a variety of authors share their stories about real faith and life and grace. It's a great website where imperfect families talk about their encounters with a God who meets and sustains them where they are. Just in case you wanted to write it down, the name of that website again is Practicing Families. You can Google it, easy to find. And this week, a parent shared about an occasional dinner time game they play with their preteen kids. The game is called I Doubt It. Someone begins by saying something about their day, and the rest of the family gets to say whether they believe it or not. So, for example, someone might say, "Today in school, the electricity went out, and we had to work by candlelight, just like in the olden days when you and Mom were in school." "I doubt it," Mom and Dad say while laughing. Another might offer, "Today, the band One Direction came and put a concert on for our school assembly." "I doubt it," a sibling shouts, while Mom and Dad try to figure out who One Direction even is. And then Dad offers up, "I was so excited by the bagpipes in worship on Sunday. I've decided to get in touch with my Scottish roots, so I'm going to take up the bagpipes and serenade everyone in the morning, playing Scotland the Brave." And the kids shout, "I doubt it," and Mom wonders, "Will you wear a kilt?" This game is a great way to encourage families to live outside of the question we tend to ask every evening, "So how was your day?" It gives everyone permission to dream and imagine the seemingly impossible. Most of us, really at any age, aren't given the opportunity to freely say, "I doubt it." And in many cases, and unfortunately this can be especially true when it comes to church and the Bible, it's a common misconception that the very human feeling of doubt has no place in our faith, because we often believe that doubt means, well, we don't believe. What is so great about the story of Thomas coming to us this morning, especially on a Fusion Sunday following Easter, is that together we all have an opportunity to hear the good news that doubt is very much a part of our faith. After Jesus died on the cross, he was put in the grave. And 3 days later, he came back to life, and he spent time with his friends, the disciples. And he was trying to help all of them understand what it meant for him to be alive. And Jesus wasn't doing this in a boring lecture sermon kind of way on the biological implications of resurrection. But he did this by saying, let's share a meal together. Let's share those real stories about life and faith. Now, the disciples have been with him. They've been with him for the day, assured by his presence with them, and really overwhelmed by what it could or could not mean for the world today that he was alive. Now, the thing is, Thomas missed out on these experiences. We aren't sure where he was or what he was doing. All sorts of stories could be told trying to imagine that. What we do know is that when Thomas came back, in so many words, he said to his friends, "Yeah, I doubt it." And so when Jesus showed up again in the room without opening any doors or any windows, Jesus knew Thomas had doubts. Jesus went directly to Thomas and invited him to touch the wounds and the sore spots he had. Thomas didn't even have to touch Jesus to believe. Just the invitation to have his doubts gave Thomas what he needed to believe. Just the invitation alone to wonder was enough for him to say, "Jesus, I believe." And let's be honest, you don't have to look at your kids and admit this unless you want to, but it's not just our children who have doubts about what we talk about here at church, what we believe, what we hold dear, the traditions, the history, the cultural roots, all of it that we cling so tightly to as part of our faith stories. We have these doubts too. And if we are going to encourage each other to grow in faith and believe in something, we are going to have to look at one another very honestly and say, "I doubt it too." We have to create the space that allows everyone to ask those questions and wonder aloud. We have to have that space to make it our own. And maybe this doesn't happen in great depth with very little ones, but as we all get older, we need the communities of faith where we can trust to ask those big questions, because we believe that God is big enough to handle them. So doubt doesn't mean that we don't believe. It means we're trying to understand more deeply. It means we're trying to make faith part of our own experiences. And we can hold on tightly to our children, ask them to believe what we do, but we can also give a space for them to say, "I doubt it." And I'm convinced that when there is safe space for all of us to ask our questions, to doubt, we will be stronger, more faithful disciples because of it. Just like Thomas. Friends, he has risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. One of the ways in which we are going to claim our faith is to claim a part of our faith that goes back for centuries. Part of our Book of Confessions of the Presbyterian Church includes the Scots Confession, and we have included a section of that in your bulletin this morning. Of course, it being a few centuries old now, the inclusive language isn't so great, but I'm sure you'll be forgiving of that. Let us stand and profess our faith together. As we believe in one God,
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we firmly believe from the beginning there was, now is, and to the end of the world shall be one Kirk, that is to say, one company and multitude of men chosen by God, who rightly worship and embrace Him by true faith in Jesus Christ, who is the only head of the Kirk, even as is His body, a spouse of Christ Jesus. The Kirk is Catholic, that is, universal, because it contains the chosen of all ages, of all realms, nations, and tongues, be they of the Jews or be they of the Gentiles, who have communion and society with God the Father and with His Son, Jesus, through the sanctification of His Holy Spirit.
I'd like to invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Hello. I need to ask for prayers over two people. My father's youngest son, Thomas, has been struggling with leukemia for years and finally lost the battle this past Monday. He's been interred in Washington, D.C., and they're down in that area still. And also, a friend of mine and co-worker by the name of Barbara Boyd made it to almost 81 years and has been struggling with pancreatic cancer and finally lost that battle on Tuesday. And I'm thankful that both of them can be at peace now. Thank you.
Marge Westfall, I doubt it that anyone in any church has a better choir than ours. You are the greatest.
Hey. Yay.
Good morning. I think prayers for the people in the Midwest and the South with this storm that's coming through. We got a message this morning that Fort Worth is getting awful dark and getting ugly, so God be with them.
Prayers for all those in the South who are facing the storm.
I and Marie Sim. I would like to thank everyone who brought in food during the Lenten season. We delivered 906 pounds to SWAM. So thank you, everyone.
Praise God.
Praise God. Please remind Nathan the bagpipes are playing for the offertory.
My son, Mike, is engaged to Holly Zigarelli.
Hey.
So, wedding to be in
Congratulations.
January.
Congratulations.
I ask for prayers for Howard Stahl's family. Howard died last week. Longtime member of this church.
Tracy Berkovich, just wanted to ask for prayers for the Gage Chai Lai Band and Chorus, who are returning from Baltimore on 4 buses today. And also for my mom as she makes the final trek back from Florida today.
I would just like to ask prayers, as we're all in this world together, and we're all in this thing together called life. I'd just like to ask prayers for the mess that's going on in Ukraine right now and the very dangerous situation that's developing there that might end up impacting an awful lot of military people in the future. Who knows?
Let us pray. God of new life, as Easter people, we joyfully shout hallelujah. Yet sometimes we feel a tinge of doubt, and like Thomas, we wonder if new beginnings are even possible. Remind us that your Spirit is here with us. Fill us with the hope of Easter. Help us to receive the peace you give to us. Help us to give the peace that we receive from you. This morning, we celebrate our denominational heritage as we read the list of clans and hear the bagpipes playing. We give you thanks for our Scottish faith leaders, such as John Knox, who lived boldly in God's grace, standing courageously for faith convictions. Help us to internalize your grace in ways that propel us to live from our faith core in all we do. And this morning we pray for the family and friends of Howard Stiles as they mourn the loss of Howard. We give you thanks for his life and the ways it intersected with the mission and ministry of Gates Presbyterian. We remember his gentle smile and his loving commitment to his wife, Ruth. And we celebrate that they are now united in your life. Indeed, we celebrate the wonder of eternal life itself lived in your love as we rejoice in the baptism of faith while acknowledging that Howard is living the promises of his baptism. God, we ask that you hear us as we silently pray for those we know going through difficult times. God, we ask that you hear us as we pray together the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As the bagpipes play again, we celebrate our Scottish history and also our connected nature as the Presbyterian Church USA. Included in your bulletins this morning is a special envelope and reminder about one of the ways we express with our gifts that connected nature and our per capita offering. If you have not already done so or would like to do so in addition, you're welcome to that too. And you can also read more about the ways in which per capita supports the mission and ministry of the Presbyterian Church USA. Let us now celebrate all the many gifts that God has blessed us with our morning offering. Thank you.
generous God, we thank you for your presence with us in all of our lives. This Easter season, we continue the celebrations of your grace shown to us through your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
deep peace of the running wave to you.
Deep peace of the flowing air to you.
Deep peace of the quiet earth to you.
Deep peace of the shining stars to you.
Deep peace of the gentle night to you.
Deep peace of Christ.
Deep peace of Christ to you. Mm-hmm.